Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from the epistle reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Encouragement. It's something that we all need at one time or another in our lives. Encouragement. It's something we need every day of our lives. When we're feeling low and discouraged, disappointed, maybe we've gotten bad news from a professor about our grades, or bad news from a doctor about our health. We need encouragement. When we hear about the death of someone in our family, we need encouragement. When we hear about the loss and destruction by cyclone and fire and hurricane, those people need encouragement, but we could use a little too. As we look around at our world, at the unrest, at the war, at the violence, we watch the news at night, we could use a little encouragement. When we consider our own lives, our own sinfulness, some of the bad choices that we have made and some of the actions that we're not proud of, we could use some encouragement. As we consider the challenges in our lives, our work, our school, within our own family, in our relationships, in our marriages, just living the Christian life, running the race of faith with perseverance, we could use some encouragement. And in these last days of the church year, the week before Advent, the first week of the quarter, we all can use a little encouragement, especially as we consider the appointed texts for this time of year, the focus on the end times, on Judgment Day, and Christ coming again. Paul gives us words of encouragement in his letter. In fact, the end of chapter 4, Paul says, therefore, encourage each other with these words. These words specifically that those who die before Christ comes back will not be left out in the resurrection. Christ comes for all his people. And then in chapter 5, he gives us words of encouragement as we also consider Christ's coming again. He says it'll be like a thief in the night, unexpected. No one knows the day or the hour. He doesn't want us to put together a roadmap for the end times and speculate what could happen, what might happen. He wants us to be ready, to be prepared. And we're ready and prepared when we're trusting Jesus, knowing that he has taken care of the last day so that we can live secure in his love and forgiveness and grace today. His coming will be unexpected like a thief, but it's not a thief who's coming for us. It's our Lord and Savior and friend, one whom we know personally, one whom we're getting to know better as he works in our lives through word and sacrament to help us grow in our relationship with him. And so we look forward to that day when he returns, and we're encouraged by these words. Paul goes on to say, we don't live in darkness. Dr. Gibbs encouraged us with that theme on Monday in chapel. We're children of the light because Christ has called us to live as his children. And then Paul goes on to encourage us. He says that we put on faith and love as a breastplate. Again, Christ giving that to us. The hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Encouragement that as we think about Judgment Day, we aren't afraid. God did not appoint us to wrath. Jesus already took our judgment on the cross. And we look forward to his coming again to take us home, to give us the completion of our salvation, the salvation that he purchased for us on the cross. For he died for us, so that whether we are awake, alive, or asleep, dead, we may live together with him. Words of encouragement from Paul to the Thessalonians and to us. But Paul could share those words of encouragement because he knew the encouragement that he received from Jesus. The encouragement that he had through all of his journeys and suffering, the encouragement that he had from Jesus, his grace and mercy and forgiveness. And that's the encouragement that God gives to each of us. And he does it in many different ways. He encourages us through his people. Think of the people who have encouraged you along the way. Encouraged you to consider using your gifts in ministry. Encouraged you to know that God is with you when things are difficult and when you're discouraged. Maybe it was a family member that comes to mind. Maybe it was your pastor or a previous teacher. God uses his people to encourage us along the way. And even here at the seminary, God uses all of us to encourage each other. We receive encouragement from the faculty and staff and students, from one another. We will have the opportunity to receive encouragement again this morning after chapel as Dr. Meyer addresses us in the President's Forum. Encouragement. God's people encouraging each other. God gives us his encouragement through his word. As we read and study and meditate, God speaks to us words of encouragement. We heard words of encouragement again through God's servant as the absolution was spoken and our sins forgiven. And we will receive the encouragement that comes through bread and wine as we receive Christ's very body and blood, built up and strengthened and encouraged through this sacrament. God is at work to encourage us so that we can encourage one another. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.